Prosecutors are examining evidence in the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Since the shooting, residents in the predominantly African-American community have demanded answers about what happened. Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, says her son was murdered and wants a thorough investigation.
Being fair, arresting this man and making him accountable for his actions.
There are conflicting accounts about the circumstances that led to Michael Brown's death. Police released surveillance video allegedly showing the teenager stealing cigars at a convenience store shortly before the incident. But investigators say the robbery was not the reason why Officer Wilson pulled up to Brown in his patrol car when he saw him on the street. They say at some point the officer was pushed into his squad car, then physically assaulted during a struggle. At least one shot was fired inside the car. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar.
It is our understanding at this point in the investigation that within the police car there was a struggle over the officer's weapon.
Police say Wilson had bruises on his face, but witnesses paint a different picture.
The kid was kind of like trying to push off away from the cop, and the cop was trying to pull him in.
It is unclear what happened next, but other witnesses say Brown was running away from the officer after being shot.
He was running, and then he turned around and put his arms up. He just stopped, put his hands up after he had gotten shot repeatedly.
We've got one that entered the top.
Attorneys for the Brown family released the results of an independent autopsy that suggests the unarmed teenager was shot multiple times from the front, including two shots to the head. The autopsy found no signs of a struggle between Brown and the officer. Brown family attorney Benjamin Crump.
It verifies that the witness accounts were true, that he was shot multiple times.
Two other autopsies on Brown's body have been conducted by local and federal investigators. Meanwhile, Officer Wilson's friends say he reportedly told them he fired the last shots as Brown was charging towards him, but investigators have not confirmed this. Legal analysts say the evidence prosecutors present to the grand jury will be key in determining if Officer Wilson is charged with the crime in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.